This I believe. Mrs. Otto R. Virgin was born in Iowa and taught grade school there for 10 years before becoming a social worker in 1934. After 12 years in this profession, she went to Ketchikan, Alaska, as a child welfare worker, and has been there ever since. Against this background of long and devoted service, Mrs. Virgin states her creed.
During the Depression years of 1934 and 35, when I was working as a welfare worker, I recall an old man whom I served. He was a good-hearted man who was suffering from a disease brought on in early life. He lived in a shack where, upon entering, one had to jump over a hole in the floor. After making the jump several times, I asked the man why he did not board up the hole. He replied that he had not thought of it. Many times I found myself hurrying around, making decisions in a routine force of habit way, often thinking I must get everything done today. In checking upon myself, I realized that I needed to pause and reconsider my thoughts and actions so as not to blindly make the same errors, jump over the same holes, when a little thoughtfulness would help. In the summer of 1951, my husband and I were driving on the Caribou Trail through northwestern Canada. I was impressed by how people greeted us when we stopped for gas or food after hours of hard driving through isolated country. I shall never forget one waitress who brought me a glass of water almost before I sat down and said in a pleasant manner, "I know you must be tired." It was a little act of courtesy, but I haven't forgotten the incident. She was interested in me, while many others along the way were only courteous in a dutiful manner. It is these small courtesies and kindnesses that mean so much to everyone, making life more pleasant and possibly changing the course of life for others. I believe you can find goodness in everyone, and the way to find it is through kindness. I have never failed to find something admirable, even in those people who have broken all codes of ethics and transgressed in many vexing ways. I believe that my attitude toward the people around me and toward what happens to me is my chief responsibility. If troubles and criticism cause a resentment and bitterness, those feelings must be cast out. A chip on the shoulder is too heavy a load to handle for one who would live a victorious life. During the summer of 1952, we were trolling in Alaskan waters. One day at sundown, we were coming into a small harbor, weary after a rough day of fishing. The water and the wind were calm, and the sea and sky blended together in a soft shade of violet. I seemed close to my God. I realized His magnificent power and mastership. All my thoughts from childhood to the present seemed to come together. I thought of so many things that I had yearned for, worried about, and fretted over, and they seemed to fall away as useless, while only simple needs, such as plain food and going home to a quiet harbor, remained. I thought of trying to do something better than I had ever done before, something beautiful if possible, to help and guide others to a happy harbor. Through the insight of such moments, I believe we are guided and recreated. I believe that God watches over us and supplies our needs, giving us the grace and faith we need for our daily sustenance.
They're the beliefs of Mrs. Otto R. Virgin, a Ketchikan, Alaska social worker who got her college degree in music, but found that she loved people even more.